Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 30th, 2024, Florida Derby and Arkansas Derby Day. It's a great day of racing around the country, and this Key Races and Bets podcast is brought to you by Amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R. Amwager.com is a great legal online wagering website with great betting tools and perks. Amwager.com is legal for residents of most states in the U.S. and covers most tracks in North America as well as many around the world. Check it out at Amwager.com. You can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, free at Amwager.com by clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to cover three of the great races on the big race card at Gulfstream Park in Florida on Florida Derby Day, starting with the Ghost Zapper Stakes. Race 7 at Gulfstream with a post of 2:26 p.m. Eastern on March 30th. The top contenders are Lure Him In, Mabagnik, Tumba Rumba, and Steel Sunshine. Yes, I have mentioned four contenders for the win and the exacta in an eight-horse field. However, with it being highly likely that Steel Sunshine and Tumba Rumba, who were the 1-2 finishers in the Grade 2 Gulfstream Park Mile recently, will be the top two betting choices. There could be a good deal of profit to be had on win bets and using exactas with Lure Him In and Mabagnik, or Moth. I have to start with Lure Him In, who has a big shot to win or at least a mild upset. If he repeats his effort in the Sunshine Classic Stakes on January 20th, one race before last, it doesn't matter that was a straight-bred restricted race. What does matter is it was a mile and a 16th around two turns, the same as this race. It was not the one-turn mile of the Gulfstream Park Mile that Tumba Rumba and Steel Sunshine ran in. Lure Him In drew the two posts that day, similar to the rail today. Edwin Gonzalez rode that day, as he does today. So those are more reasons to expect Lure Him In to repeat that effort, which earned him a graded stakes quality 115 Echo Base speed figure, which is more than 20 points higher than the 94 Echo Base speed figure Steel Sunshine and Tumba Rumba earned in the Gulfstream Park Mile, and for which they'll be heavily bet, but maybe not Lure Him In. Although Lure Him In did not run well 1 month later in a classified allowance when, with a one-on-one figure, he still finished second of 10 in a fine effort to show he's in top physical form. Since that race, Lure Him In has changed to the barn of Safi Joseph Jr., so there's every reason to believe he's capable of winning by repeating his effort just recently in January. Mabagnik won two-turn races last November and December at Delta Downs, the best of which earned 104 figure, which matches up with the 104 figure career best Steel Sunshine earned last October, and the 108 career best figure Tumba Rumba earned when second in the Louisiana Classic Stakes in December. Mabagnik returned for more than 2 months off on March 9th in the Grade 3 Challenger Stakes at Gulfstream, which was another two-turn race at the distance of this race, and he finished third behind multiple stakes winner Skippy Longstocking with a 100 figure that he could improve upon second off the layoff. Steel Sunshine and Tumba Rumba don't mean much talking up, having won 11 of 33 between them for combined earnings of nearly $1 million. As mentioned previously, although their 94 figures from last month in the Gulfstream Mile appear to indicate they may not be as fast as either Lure Him In or Mabagnik, if either of those repeat their best efforts, both Steel Sunshine and Tumba Rumba have shown they are competitive and fast when in the mood. On the other hand, it must be noted that combined, these two have not won their last five races around two turns, and neither has ever won at the distance of mile 16th, so it may be difficult to consider either of them to win at low odds. In the Ghost Zapper Stakes, Race 7, Gulfstream, 2:26 Eastern, Saturday, March 30th, I'm going to consider, and we should consider, a win bet on Lure Him In at 3-1 or more, and on Mabagnik at 4-1 or higher. With the likely opportunity to bet two horses in this race, a Dutching Tool is a great opportunity, which a Dutching Tool prorates your wagers for the best value based on the odds. There's a free Dutching Tool at Amwager.com, which allows us to set the amount you want to bet, and all the math is done for us to maximize our edge. You can check it out at Amwager.com. For the exactas, there is every reason to try and maximize profit by avoiding exactas which combine the two favorites, Steel Sunshine and Tumba Rumba. So the following exactas are the ones I'm going to play. Lure Him In and Mabagnik over. Lure Him In, Mabagnik, Steel Sunshine, and Tumba Rumba. And then the opposite, which is Lorimin, McBagnet, Steel Sunshine, and Tumbarumba over Lorimin and McBagnet. That way we win twice in case Lorimin and McBagnet come in first and second, and those are going to be the highest paying exactas. That's why we're maximizing our profit. Moving down the card a little bit to Gulfstream on March 30th, the Sand Springs Stakes is race 12 at Gulfstream with a post of 5:15 Eastern. The top contender is Candylight. Other contenders are Cairo Consort, Market Segmentation, and Angel Natashiko. It doesn't happen often in North American racing as it does in Europe and elsewhere, but occasionally it's obvious when two horses from the same barn are entered in a race and one is designed to be a rabbit to ensure a fast or a fair pace for the benefit of the other. Such is the case in this race with Angel Natashiko appearing to be the rabbit for Candylight, although Angel Natashiko does have some things going for her as well. Angel Natashiko joined the Safi Joseph Jr. barn just prior to the very one stakes at 1 3/8 on March 2nd, having earned both her two-turn wins leading from start to finish, including the Grade 3 Frankel Stakes in December in California. In the very one, Angel Natashiko set a very strong half-mile pace of 47 and 8/10 while in front by 4, held the lead until over a mile and an eighth had been run, then faded to 10th. On the same card, in the Honey Fox Stakes at a mile, Candylight was running beautifully and about a length off the leader when the field entered the stretch, but found herself in really significant traffic trouble when shut off and stopping her momentum. She, too, had joined the Safi Joseph barn recently prior to her January 27th race on the all-weather Gulfstream, which was a $100,000 handicap, which she won with a big burst of late speed. Candylight also won the Tropical Park Oaks in December of 2022 with a big late kick. Candylight gets a jockey change to Edgard Zayas here, the number one winning jockey for the Joseph barn, and with any racing luck at all enabling her to run as she did in January 27th or in the Tropical Park Oaks, Candylight is very likely to emerge a winner in this race. Cairo Consort gets Irate Ortiz Jr. for Todd Pletcher, while Market Segmentation gets his brother Jose Ortiz for Chad Brown. Cairo Consort led with an eighth mile to run, the very one faded, so shortening up in distance from 11 furlongs to a mile 16th increases her chances of success. However, noting she has gone winless in six starts since winning the Swedish Chance Stakes on this course 13 months ago. Market Segmentation has won 5 of 8 in her career all on grass, including the Grade 1 New York Stakes last May. Market Segmentation returns in a non-graded stakes off an 8-month layoff, and Brown does better than average with horses running off layoffs of 6 months or more, so she's a contender. On the other hand, both Cairo Consort and Market Segmentation are likely to be lower odds than Candylight, or even Angel Natashiko for that matter, and the 104 best equibase speed figures that Cairo Consort and Market Segmentation have earned are no better than the two best figures of 105 and 104 Candylight earned in her most recent representative races of today's condition. In the Sand Spring Stakes, race 12 at Gulfstream, Saturday, March 30th, 5:15 Eastern, Candylight, for me, has at least a 25% chance to win the race, and I think she's going to be great value, and I'm going to make a win bet, perhaps a big one, at 3-1 or higher. We're going to play exacta boxing with Candylight in first and second with the other three contenders. So the exactas are going to be Box Candylight and Cairo Consort, Box Candylight and Market Segmentation, and Box Candylight and Angel Natashiko. Moving on to the big one, race 14 to Gulfstream, the Florida Derby, with a post of 6:42 Eastern on Saturday, March 30th. The top win contenders are Conquest Warrior, Hades, and Frankie's Empire. Other contenders are Ladon Bro, Seminole Chief, and Fierceness. Conquest Warrior has a couple of things going for him that helped me decide he might be the most probable winner among a number of good three-year-olds in this year's Florida Derby. Most importantly of those, Conquest Warrior is the only horse in the field that has won at the mile and eighth distance of this race. That win came in his last start 4 weeks ago at Gulfstream, where he earned a career-best 85 equibase speed figure. Now, while that figure may not be in the same air as the 97 figure Hades earned winning the Holy Bull Stakes, the way Conquest Warrior won the race suggests he will improve markedly. In that effort, he stalked in fourth for the first half mile, moved quickly to second, then to lead, with an eighth mile to run. He was effortless the rest of the way, drawing off to win by 5 under Jose Ortiz, who rides back. Conquest Warrior is trained by Shug McGahey, who teamed up with Jose Ortiz to win the 2021 Holy Bull and Fountain of Youth Greatest Honor before a third-place finish in the Florida Derby that year. Conquest Warrior appeared to have equivalent of a full tank of gas at the end of that last start And I think that enables him to post the mild upset here. Hades might be the top pick in this year's Florida Derby, but I have slight concerns about its being off since winning the Holy Bull on February 3rd, whereas Conquest Warrior ran on March 1st. Perhaps Hades is the kind of horse that doesn't need a runner every 4 to 6 weeks to keep in top shape. He did win the Holy Bull after 5 weeks off, but in this case, it's 8 weeks off. Otherwise, Hades has no knocks. He's a perfect 3-for-3 in his career with 97 and 95 equibase speed figures in his last two starts. He breaks from the two posts and has excellent tactical speed with the horse inside of him in the gate. Frankie's Empire not likely to try for the lead. This will allow Paco Lopez, who has been in the saddle for all three races and all three wins aboard Hades, to get Hades on the lead and running easily from the start. In the Holy Bull, Hades led for the first half mile, was ahead behind after three quarters of a mile, then accelerated to win by a couple lengths. So as such, Hades could be the horse to catch and beat in the Florida Derby. Frankie's Empire is a very interesting horse, not only because of his three-race pattern of improving figures from 89 to 94 to 99, but because the career-best 99 figure earned 4 weeks ago in the Fountain of Youth was his first race of the year. Prior to that, he changed trainers and won the Swale Stakes at Gulfstream as he rallied from 6th of 7 in the early stages. Although no match for Dornock in the last quarter of a mile, Frankie's Empire held Ladombro safe the entire length of the stretch, demonstrating some mental toughness, which is important on the three-year-old campaign. As the son of Classic Empire, whose son Angel of Empire won the 2023 Arkansas Derby at this distance, and as the 99 figure earned in the Fountain of Youth is a bit higher than the 95 figure Hades earned in the Holy Bull, Frankie's Empire deserves consideration, and probably at a price, to win this race. Ladombro, Seminole Chief, and Fierceness appear a cut below the top three in terms of probability to win, might be profitable if used on some tickets, particularly Ladombro, who earned a career-best 99 figure, the same as Frankie's Empire in the Fountain of Youth, but he ran evenly in the last quarter mile. So it appears he may prefer a shorter distance. Just the same, Ladombro is still improving and could get a piece. Seminole Chief earned a 96 figure in his allowance win last month on an all-weather track, and the figure was earned leading from the start, which he may not be able to do today with Hades having an inside post. On the other hand, Joel Rosario gets on, and he can be a master at rating speed horses. So Seminole Chief could fall into a stalking trip behind Hades from the start and could stick around for a share. Fierceness disappointed as the heavy favorite when checking in third in the Holy Bull with a 90 figure, nowhere near the 110 figure he earned winning the Breeders' Cup last fall, but he can improve. So in the Florida Derby, race 14 at Gulfstream Park on Saturday the 30th with a post of 642. Conquest Warrior is a win bet for me at 3-1 or more, maybe a bit less. For a smaller amount than the bet on Conquest Warrior, Frankie's Empire could be considered for a win bet at 4-1 or more. Hades has the same minimum odds of 3-1 as Conquest Warrior, but it's likely I think he'll be one of the favorites and may not make that threshold. This is another excellent race where if we're considering bets on more than one horse, in this case Conquest Warrior and Frankie's Empire, a dutching tool to allocate our wagers based on the odds might maximize our edge. This should ensure a smaller amount has been on Frankie's Warrior, as I mentioned a second ago, than Frankie's Empire, than Conquest Warrior, given the difference in their odds. For the exact this, I want to play a couple here. The first is going to be Frankie's Empire, Hades, Ladombro, and Conquest Warrior over Frankie's Empire, Hades, Ladombro, Seminole Chief, Conquest Warrior, and Fierceness. I'll say that again. Frankie's Empire, Hades, Ladombro, and Conquest Warrior over Frankie's Empire, Hades, Ladombro, Seminole Chief, Conquest Warrior, and Fierceness. The second is just Conquest Warrior, since he'll be lower odds on top. So Conquest Warrior over Frankie's Empire, Hades, Ladombro, Seminole Chief, and Fierceness. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, which is aptly named Key Races and Bets Blog. Print it out if you want. It's totally free at amwager.com. No login required. Go to amwager.com and click on How to Bet in All Stars Blog. If you're not a member, while you're there, check it out. It's one of the best ADWs in the country. I'll be betting there all weekend. It's eligible for residents of most states. It covers most tracks in North America, particularly all the races at Gulfstream Park. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.